This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're joined this evening by the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and you said you want to talk about surveillance today.
Yes. We have a very special guest.
Okay.
Laura, would you like to introduce yourself? Are you there?
Did you give me a guest to call?
I did.
Hang on a second. Well, tell me about surveillance, and Hang on a second.
I'm just talking to myself. It's
No, you're not.
All right.
Hang on a second. Let me get this going here real quick. I was trying to get ahead of myself here, and
so our guest today is Laura Clark. She wrote the book "Surveillance Detection: The Art of Prevention."
Can you call that number for us, there? Mr. Producer, can you call that number and get us Laura? Thank you, sir. You go ahead. We're trying to get Laura right now.
All right. So it's Surveillance Detection, the Art of Prevention, an effective early warning system for preventing crime and terrorism in our post-9/11 world. And Laura is another one of my friends that if we took our picture together, we'd have to scratch off her face on the picture before we post it.
I see. I understand. Have we got Laura now? Looks like we do.
I'm on,
Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, Laura.
Hi. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Certainly. Certainly. So, Keita, since you have a guest, and Keita actually told me, Laura, that you were going to be joining her, but she told me that so early on in the process, like last Thursday, I think, that I plumb forgot. So I apologize for that. Keita, if you will, go for it.
We usually fly by the seat of my pants when I'm wearing them when it comes to guests because it's always very last minute who I decide to bring on, just kind of whatever I'm feeling in the moment. And in the moment this week, I'm feeling like bringing on Laura. And Laura, I just introduced your book, the one that you just sent to me on surveillance. And if you would like to do a little intro of yourself, tell us what you're all about, what you do, that would be awesome.
Sure. So my area of expertise would be surveillance detection. I have a background in conducting surveillance, but surveillance detection training is what I focus on most. And I should probably begin by saying what that is not. And that is not... you know, I get contacted by people who say, I think the government's watching me, and I don't have anything to do with the cyber end of surveillance detection. I have more to do with the actual being out in the field, training people to be out in the field to blend in to detect surveillance on targets, be they facilities or, you know, high-profile individuals or events. And So my experiences in traveling globally to train people in this, and I've worked on a lot of government contracts and things with the military, private sector, that kind of thing. And the premise of it basically is that, you know, terrorists and criminals don't just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I think I, you know, want to go blow up a building today, you know.
Right.
They have to do some planning. They have to study that target, and that involves putting that target under surveillance, sometimes extensively, depending on the complexity of the attack.
Right.
So, yeah. So, and it's not based in fantasy, so to speak. It's, you know, all of the methodology is based on case histories of attacks against individuals and facilities and events and locations. There are literally thousands of case histories out there, and what they show is this attack cycle that is a repeated pattern when you start looking at the case histories. And that pattern involves a lot of preliminary surveillance, first of all, when they're selecting a target, and then obviously when they decide on the target and they want to plan their attack, they have to really, you know, go out there and study the target. So, and it's not, you know, the other thing I should clarify is that people can do a lot of that grunt work. Attackers can do a lot of that ahead of time. You know, they might be able to go on the internet, for example, and get a blueprint of a building. But in order for them to know when the guards change shift and what the traffic flow patterns are, you know, they've got to come out there. Either they or someone other than the attack team itself has to get out there and get on the ground and see what's going on, and so that they can plan successfully.
I think I saw a movie about that one.
I'm sorry?
I said, I think I've seen a movie about that one or twice.
Yeah, there are movies that have it. But actually, it's interesting. It's kind of a very low-key security practice. And, you know, a lot of times when people have a threat situation, and they're worried about something, the sort of the first impulse is to harden the target, you know, put up concrete planters in front of the building so the truck can't pull up, that kind of thing, which is, of course, very important. And having armed guards and security and all that is very, very important stuff. But if that's all you do, the problem with that becomes if you don't see what's coming ahead of time, then you're forced to really respond in that moment of the attack, and you really don't have very much time to respond appropriately. So the idea is to get way ahead of the game. But because it's not, you know, surveillance detection, you're basically, people are out there in the area, in plain clothes, blending into the environment to watch the watcher. And so it's not the, you know, kind of James Bond type of security stuff. It's just pretty much, you know, like, why is that guy still sitting on that bench after 3 hours
right.
and doing nothing, you know? So, and then the other half of my work is with security for women, because a lot of this really translates to how women can protect themselves better and how they can see things coming and, you know, take measures.
And be more aware, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Do you have anything to speak to on that?
Yeah, sure. I had two reasons for getting into that. One is because of the surveillance detection. I really saw the crossover there. But the other is I've been attacked multiple times in my life, mostly when I was in high school and college, and, you know, some were because I did stupid things like hitchhike in Europe, you know.
If I can, ladies, can I get you guys to hold up on this story, Laura, because we're coming up on the break,
yeah.
And I want to hear this story.
Okay.
Of course, Keita, where do you find your website? Where is it at?
180firearmstraining.com.
And we'll get more. Laura, where is your website at, or is that even something that people would look at?
I actually don't have one anymore because it was hacked.
Gotcha. All right. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement.
enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And her guest today is Laura Clark from Surveillance Detection Consultants. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And you're getting ready to tell us a story about something that sets you in motion. So please, if you would, tell us this story.
Sure. So I was saying that I, you know, had been attacked a lot when I was younger, high school, college, and you know, serious things, knives, guns, being chased, all kinds of stuff. Fortunately, nothing ever awful happened in terms of the results of it, but, you know, the one that I think I started to talk about was hitchhiking in Europe, and we were picked up by a man who was convinced that he was Hitler. And he had a very large hunting knife strapped to the door of his car. And he took us, my friend and I, out in the middle of nowhere and just, you know, did his crazy I'm Hitler thing. So, and we ended up getting out of it. But one of the things that I've learned over the years and having gone through those situations is how fluid an attack is and how, you know, you can be the best armed, the best trained, whatever, but attacks are dynamic. They happen moment by moment by moment. So you have to be, you know, it's not like you can, you know, do some kind of technique physically and say, oh, that worked, yay, and stop. You know, the attack's going to keep going. It's not over till it's over, is what I always tell women. It's not over till you're safe. So I spent a lot of time training in martial arts and also in Israeli Krav Maga, which is a reality-based fighting system, meaning, you know, what do you do if someone's got a gun to your head, or what do you do if someone has a knife to your throat? You know, it's very practical, very efficient movement, Keita, which I know you can relate to. And
yeah, we had Corinne Mosher on the show. She actually teaches Krav Maga.
Oh, okay, yeah. I taught it for quite a while, and I used to teach a lot of women's classes, but what I ended up finding out was that, you know, if you do one self-defense class, it's great. I'm not saying women shouldn't do that, but unless you're intact in that specific way, you
right.
know, you're kind of in trouble. So over the years, what I've found is it's much more effective to do lecture demonstrations because I can demonstrate things that I know they can remember in a high-stress situation, you know, very simple things.
And it's not just remembering it. They have to practice it. It needs to be muscle memory, so there's no decision. When somebody does this, you do this automatically.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of that, you know, it has to do with doing your best to eliminate being violently surprised because, you know, your body can kind of shut down and you can, you know, in essence, be sort of paralyzed in the moment. So, you know, what I try to do is combine different points of, you know, information, techniques, but also talking mostly about how they can prevent getting in those situations in the first place. And which is, you know, it's, again, prevention is, it's so underrated in my opinion. People don't realize the value of it. But, you know, one of the examples I give to women is, you know, if you're walking down a street and you're approaching a corner, if you just walk past that corner and don't look around it, you know, someone can come up behind you. Even if you walk past the wall, close to the wall, and look around it, you know, you're right there with them. But if you sort of angle your way out and look around it, now you're facing your attacker, and you have 1 second more, you know, to do something, to respond in some way. So little things like that that are, you know, just related to daily life, and I don't know, you know,
it's interesting. I don't know if you find this, but there's so I've been very surprised over the years of the level of fear women have, and it's a lot of it is just lack of experience, and so you know it's. I'm not trying to jab them here, but it's just, it's been shocking to me, actually, how paralyzed women can be due to the fear. And, you know, I get a lot of questions from women. Like, one of the questions I obviously get a lot is, you know, well, should I buy a gun, you know? And I'd say, well, sure. If you, but, you know, you have to be comfortable with it. You have to train, and you can't just shoot at a target. You've got to be able to move with it. You know, you might want to, you know, if you're in a high threat scenario, like you have a stalker, you might want to do some training simulating your house and, you know, moving around in the dark, that kind of thing. So a lot of women will not, they don't really want to take things that far. And so they like to learn stuff that's kind of easy for them to remember and that they don't have to sort of, you know, make it such a huge part of their lives, you know. So
I think a big part of that fear might be lack of visualization, because if they visualize potential situations and how they would react in those situations to the point that they're truly visualizing it happening, where it feels almost like you've actually done it before when you get into that situation. That's where we get into the OODA loop stuff we've been talking about on this show. I think that helps dissipate a lot of the fear if you've actually made those decisions before you're in the situation.
Exactly, exactly. It's so important. And, it, you know, it's not, I mean, I don't know. I look at two types of people in general, you know, but I sort of liken this to people who will either buy insurance or they won't. They'll just take their chances, you know, and some people like me buy insurance. You know, so there are people who really take a lot of measures, you know, to protect themselves and to learn things and to get over their fears. And there are people who really, and in particular, again, I've noticed this more with women, like they even have trouble with that part of it, with that visual, you know.
That,
this,
let me get you
gonna, visualization.
Can I get you to hold up right there, Laura? We're coming up on another break. This is the nature of live radio, the drama, if you will.
Gotta love it.
This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're opening up our country. We're opening it up very fast.
The president's comments as all 50 states have begun to slowly and safely reopen their economy. The president also saying,
so we did the right thing, but now we have to get back to work.
President Trump meeting with the governors of Arkansas and Kansas at the White House on Wednesday. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the president is looking out for folks as he implements deregulation policies.
The last thing that small business owners and property owners and taxpayers need as they are trying to recover from this global pandemic economically, if not emotionally, are more regulations. This has been the deregulation president.
Conway speaking on Fox News. The president on Tuesday signed an executive order that aims to get rid of regulations that stop the economy from returning to normal. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is delivering a virtual commencement speech for Columbia University Law School. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee telling graduates to trust in self-governance because right now it is under attack by those who have been corrupted with power. Biden adding they need to turn trauma and chaos into progress for the future. An NBA superstar reportedly came very close to switching to a different game. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
LeBron James says Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones once offered him a contract to play in the National Football League. TMZ is reporting that James was very concerned about the NBA lockout in 2011, and as a result, he began to train for a possible pro football career. But the NBA settled its labor differences, and LeBron returned to the court, and instead of signing the NFL contract, he framed it and hung it on his wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, Salus, the militia line, Providence. I mean, it's just ridiculous how far it goes. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest Laura Clark. And Keita, I will let you get back into it.
Hey.
Hi.
So, when my daughter was about 8 years old, she and I were in Minneapolis unpacking our car to go into a hotel across the street. And we're from a small town, so she'd never seen a homeless person before in her life. And one of them was walking toward us, and she saw them right away and panicked and got scared and didn't know what to do. So I had her stand behind me, and I had my gun, of course. And I saw him walking toward us, so I knew he was going to ask for something. It was a really, really hot day. So I took a water bottle, and I threw it across the parking lot toward him and said, hey, here, have some water. And then while he was catching it, we got away from the car, and we went into the hotel. Well, after that, my daughter became very curious about how to protect herself. So what she thought I was going to do initially was teach her how to handle a firearm, teach her self-defense. And, of course, we've done those things down the road. But initially, the very first thing I taught her is exactly what you're talking about. So when she was 11 last year, we went to the NRA show. And we were in downtown Indianapolis. It's a big city, very busy, lots of interesting characters. And I saw her putting this stuff we worked on into action, which was really cool. And, you know, Mark Quinn, he saw it too, and he noticed it right away that as we were walking from the convention center to a restaurant, we would, every time there was an alleyway, she would switch sides. So I was between her and the alley, and he would see her checking corners just like you talked about. And then when we sat down at the table at the restaurant, she made sure that I was facing the door because I had the gun. And Mark saw all of these things and was very impressed with her and how aware she was and picked up on those things. And we play a game when we arrive in a parking lot. I'll ask her, okay, how many people are in the parking lot right now? If, you know, if we pull into a parking lot at night and we play that game, and I won't let her look, and I say, now tell me where they were. What were they doing? And she has, like, right. 30 seconds to see everything, and then she's not allowed to look anymore, and she has to tell me what she saw.
And, I mean, that is just great. That is so great to hear that, because there's so much simple stuff that you can do, and it really starts with situational awareness. You know, who's around you? Where are they placed? Where are you? You know, how much space do you have between them? That kind of thing. And just, and also, I always encourage women to use their intuition, because you can kind of feel that creepy guy vibe, you know?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You can kind of, yeah. So, but I also, I mean, that's fantastic to hear, because a lot of times, you know, I try a lot to dispel the myths that women come in with, you know, things like, oh, you know, if I was attacked, I'm not big enough, I'm not strong enough, I wouldn't know what to do, I'd be too scared. And But, you know, I love, for example, the name of your show, The Weaponized Woman, because that is what essentially I'm telling women, that anything about you can become a weapon. And instead of, you know, looking at this from a place of scarcity, look at it from a place of abundance. You know, ask yourself in a situation, what do I have? What do I have within reach of me that I can use as a weapon? You know, what do I have in terms of my escape routes and so forth? So it's a lot of it's a psychological switch you have to make. And I think if you start young like that, it's much easier to develop those kinds of habits, where
right.
When you're starting later in life, you know, I always get asked, well, aren't you just paranoid all the time? And I say, no, it's the exact opposite. I'm actually much more relaxed because I have confidence in my abilities and my skills and not getting myself in a situation.
You don't even realize that you're doing it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Over time, it just becomes habit, you know. And there's so many little habits, you know, like just locking your car doors when, you know, in the grocery store when you come back out to the parking lot, and just very, very small things, but they can make the difference between you living or dying, you know.
Right.
So it's a challenge working with women, but I think it's so important to empower women to whatever degree I can, you know, because like I said, some women are really, really afraid of, you know, owning a firearm, or they have small children, so they don't, you know, want that in the house or that kind of thing. But that doesn't mean that they don't have other resources. I mean, they have access to all kinds of stuff in their own personal being and in their own intelligence and awareness level, you know, and all of that. So, but I'm so happy to hear that about your daughter.
Yes.
I really am, because those are the, you know, it doesn't sound like much, but it's everything. That's the stuff that's just everything. So
the other day I asked her if she wanted to practice drawing a gun in under a second, and she said, I don't think I can sketch that fast. We've been working on drawing from concealment and things like that. She's pretty good.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I mean, repetition, right? I was teaching a guy one time to disarm somebody at close range, and you know, we just did it 100 times in a row. By the
just don't keep having him hand the gun back to you.
Yeah.
We talked about on the show last time.
No. There's no handing it back.
Okay, good.
But we did it by gradation. You know, we did it at 10% speed, then 20% speed, and, you know, we just worked our way up to 100% speed. And it was really effective because, you know, I think, and in particular when I'm training women physical techniques, everything's done in slow motion, soft touch initially. And it doesn't usually get to be, it might get quicker, but it's not, you know, it's not physically too aggressive. There are not many women who like, you know, being in those kinds of situations and feel comfortable enough to deal with it. So you have to kind of, I feel like I have to meet them where they are and, you know, show them that, you know, even if you can just learn this and practice this in slow motion, it's going to help, you know, and so, you know,
it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. And once they do things, like I've taught a lot of high school girls, and one of the things I'm showing them is how to properly jab someone in the eyes, you know, multiple times with your fingers and how to do that. And, you know, when they first do it, it's so cute. It's like they're petting a dog or something, you know, their hands just move really, really gently, and they sort of don't put their body weight into it. And then I say, no. And, you know, we get a pillow or something that they can use and, you know, work their way up to that. And then, you know, if you're in an attack, you have the adrenaline. So.
Let me get you to hold up right there, and you can discuss how cute it is to do eye gouges in the next segment. Keita, where do they find your website?
Website is 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Laura Clark. So,
Laura, how many languages do you speak?
Well, fluently, pretty much English. No, but I can speak a fair amount of German, Spanish, some French, some Portuguese, little bit of Italian, and actually some Turkish, because I've been watching Turkish television shows.
Oh, wow.
So, it's a great way to learn a language.
I heard you were multilingual, so I had to ask.
Yeah, I love languages. I mean, it's just, any kind of communication. It's just interesting to see how people communicate differently through words.
What are the names of your books and where can people find them?
Okay, so the one on the anti-terrorism is called Surveillance Detection, The Art of Prevention, and that's on Amazon or any of the online outlets. You can access it. And the other is called Security for Women, The Evolution of Empowerment, and that's also available on Amazon, or you can go into a bookstore and order it if you can find a bookstore. They're out there. And I don't know how much time we have, but I wanted to mention one more thing, if possible.
Yes, go for it.
Okay. So another crossover from the anti-terrorism work is for women is, if they look at themselves and conduct what we call a vulnerability assessment, think about where and when and why and how I'm vulnerable to being attacked, kind of go through your routines and go through, what are my habits? What could someone pick up on with me? Where do I go that puts me at higher risk? And in particular, considering, in what ways do I make myself a soft target versus a hard target? So you might be one of the cases that I illustrates this is,
you know, with the World Trade Center towers, you know, the first attack in 1993 with the truck bomb in the parking garage. Well, after that happened, of course, that part of that building became a very hard target for that type of attack. But obviously, the top of the towers and an airplane attack, it was a very soft target. So when you're considering yourself, you know, it's a good thing to do is just to ask yourself, you know, in what ways am I a soft target? So one of the things that a lot of women do, well, you know, and I understand why, you know, you go out jogging, you know, for a bike ride and you have your earbuds in. Well, that makes you a little bit of a softer target if somebody's going to ambush you because, you know, you're compromising one of your most useful senses, which is hearing.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, go ahead.
And anytime you're moving from your car to a building or from a building to your car, you're always at risk.
Absolutely. And you know, socially, if you're going out to bars and, you know, there are so many, I mean, we haven't talked much about, you know, sexual assaults and rape, but, you know, these kinds of things are so risky for women. And one of the physical things I talk to women about us is, you know, saying by all means do anything you can to not end up on the ground with an attacker because you don't have a lot of time then. And it's much more serious. And don't ever, ever let yourself be taken to a second location. You know, so things like that, that it's none of us wants to think about these things. And yet, you know, they're out there. And when, in fact, when I was writing the second book, the women's book, I interviewed a number of women. And what I found out is that pretty much every woman has a story of when she felt, you know, mm-hmm. in danger, whether anything happened or not.
Right.
So it happens to, you know, it's just a pervasive thing, unfortunately, in society.
And I think that's the conversation that every woman needs to have with themselves. And if you have kids, you need to have that conversation with your kids, not to scare them, but so that it's something they're brought up with, just knowing it as a fact. As
yeah,
my daughter
absolutely.
Asked her, what happens if you find yourself in a second location? She said, I'm already dead. So you do everything
wow.
in your power to prevent you from being taken to a second location.
Yeah.
So if she has it in her mind, if I go to another location, I'm dead, then anything less than being dead, like if you have to break your arm to get out of a restraint, you know, that's better than being dead. You'll do whatever
right.
it takes if you have that in your head. But if you don't and you think, oh, well, I'm just going to get away when I can, then
right.
you're probably not going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, and I tell women all the time, you know, my choice would be to die right there in the parking lot instead of go with somebody somewhere, if it came to that, you know, because it would probably be a less horrible death.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, that's all that sounds like very extreme stuff, but you're absolutely right that I really encourage women with their daughters, and it doesn't matter how young they are, you know, they can start to learn awareness skills, which is the most important skill, which every attack that I was in, I would say that it was my awareness and my ability to kind of in the moment figure things out instead of letting my fear get the best of me, you know. Those were my most valuable weapons. So, you know, I can only speak from my own experience, but you cannot underestimate the importance of that.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you would like to share with women in general?
Just the only other thing is just to, with the, what happens with time in an attack. So, I really emphasize that every single nanosecond is precious. You know, and time can become very strange.
Warp.
It can really, you know, it can kind of warp and slow way down or it can speed way up. I mean, just depending on how physiologically you respond. And if you're violently surprised, you know, that's going to be more of a problem. So just to consider that, you know, if you ever get into a situation, improvise, use the time you have be in that moment. Don't let you know, you can go to see a therapist about your fear and the trauma later, but you are in the situation. You have to get out of it. You have to survive. And if you talk about that to yourself, like you said, beforehand, and you imagine those kinds of things beforehand, you are much more likely to be able to respond effectively and efficiently should anything happen, which, of course, we always hope that it will not.
And something that plays into that, like you said, everyone has been in a situation where they felt endangered. If a woman has been through a really terrible experience, then when something like this starts to happen, she could get caught in the past.
Yes.
And that could inhibit her decision-making. Another problem is getting anxious about the future. Like you said, living in the present moment is so important, and that's when time seems to warp and slow down, and you feel like you have an eternity to figure out what you need to do.
Right. Yeah. And you know, one good drill to do with women is to sort of, you know, I put them in attack situations, and so I'll attack them one way, and then another way, and then another way, and they have no idea what's coming, and they may not even have a technique or a skill set that they can utilize for it.
We're getting ready to run out of time here. So, if you would, Keita, would you give your website out one more time?
180firearmstraining.com.
Barr, that was fascinating. I like especially the getting over the fear part and the Krav Maga stuff. I love that stuff. Create a little space and gouge a couple eyes. That's my game. I like it. Thank
you,
ladies.
That's your takeaway, right?
That's my takeaway.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, something truly unique. For those of you that want to, you know, scrutinize what you do when you go out and shoot, when you hunt, maybe you're a YouTuber. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.